had written complaints in those days.
No. We didn't have a complaints procedure either. No.
Amazing. So what? So you were a staff nurse then?
Part-time staff nurse,
and then
yes.
What happened with your career? What did you do next?
Well, eventually I became a full-time staff nurse. My father died,
yes.
And so I became a full-time staff nurse. And I was on Sister Corrigan's ward for 4 years. As
that was the women's ward?
Yes. No, she eventually, when it was taken over by the National Health Service, we expanded and had more women's wards. Of course, they had women's wards, men's ward, and they didn't have officers and other ranks. But
when did those changes happen?
Fairly early on, really. In 1948, the
Health Service came in.
The Health Service came in, but ours, Queen Mary's, was not a Health Service hospital for a while. You see. But when it expanded and became a local district hospital, then they had more women's wards. And but the pensioners still had priority for treatment. And